잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2017학년도 대학수학능력시험 3교시 영어영역 듣기평가 방송을 시행하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험 번호를 정확히 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기 평가 문제는 1번부터 17번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기 평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 듣기 평가를 시작하겠습니다. 1번부터 17번까지는 듣고 답하는 문제입니다. 1번부터 15번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 16번부터 17번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 답을 하시기 바랍니다. 1번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Sally, what's the best thing about having a cottage in the countryside?
If you have a cottage, your family can spend time together.
What else?
2번 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Did you enjoy the reading book club? Would you like to come again next Monday?
I'd love to, but I can't.
Why?
3번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning. My name is Samuel Simpson, and I'm a doctor. Some people have pet allergies. Even if they love their pets, allergies can cause serious distress. Some people believe that by purchasing an allergy relief cover for your pillow, you can reduce allergy symptoms. But it's just a myth. It doesn't work well with some patients. The only real treatment for pet allergies are injections to help control the symptoms and reduce colds, sinus infections, and conditions associated with asthma. If you have a serious pet allergy, come and have a recently invented injection, which are exclusive to my hospital. The reservation number is 02-123-5678. Thank you.
4번 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
John, have you finished writing your book?
Not yet. I want people to know my book, so I am coming up with promotion strategies.
They will know your masterpiece and will like it, so don't worry.
Well, I know that some authors buy their own books.
Why would they do that?
Because they give them to poor students for free. By giving their book away for free, they not only get a reputation as a kind person, but can also advertise the book.
Other authors run events like if readers find errors, including typographical errors, they pay a reward for readers who find them.
That's a really nice idea. I'll try that later on.
But don't get too excited. You have to be careful. Some authors use negative marketing. I heard about an author who describes himself as the true teacher of English and wrote negative reviews about a popular best-selling English book dealing with high-level questions. At first, everybody thought he was a sincere teacher as well as writer. But it was later learned that he proposed a collaboration with the best-selling author but was denied. So he wrote sabotaging comments on the internet and tried to advertise his own book.
How can he do such a disgusting thing?
I think he was too greedy.
Here's the steak and iced coffee you ordered, madam.
Is the steak medium or rare?
It's medium. I heard you don't want a rare steak.
Yes, that's right. I don't like raw beef.
Have a bite. I hope you like the way it tastes.
Wow. The beef isn't greasy. It really tastes good. I've never had a steak like this.
Do you like the sauce?
Yes, it's really great. It's sweet, but it's also pungent. How did the chef create a taste like that?
The chef used balsamic vinegar. It imparts a deep aroma, so it accents the taste very well.
The main dish is fantastic. I really love it. What is the dessert?
It will be strawberry ice cream. I'll bring it out soon.
Okay. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Enjoy your meal.
Have you designed our Christmas party invitation card?
Yes, here it is.
The two presents on the bottom left are perfect.
Yes, do you like the balloons on the top left?
I do. Children will especially love that.
I drew a Christmas tree too.
I can see there is only one star at the top of the tree. Did you write the title of the party on the card?
Of course. I put Christmas is here at the top.
The font is beautiful. And I like the Santa Claus on the bottom right.
He is holding a gift in his hand, so everybody will expect a present from Santa Claus.
I'm going to buy many different presents for the party. Do you want to come with me?
I will. Erica, do you have any tea?
Yes, Dad, I have some. Why do you ask?
Because I want to drink a cup of warm honey tea with milk.
But if you drink milk too late at night, you may get a stomach ache.
I know, but the honey will help coat my irritated throat and also reduce coughing. And I want to go to sleep as soon as I can.
Why are you having trouble falling asleep? Does the cold make you feel bad at night?
Yes, and I have a presentation in my English class early tomorrow morning, so I must take care of myself tonight.
I know. You've been preparing for a long time.
I can't stop imagining myself making a mistake in front of my professor. I'm so nervous.
Okay, I'll make you a cup of warm tea. Don't worry. Everything will be all right. I believe you can do very well. You deserve it.
Thank you, my dear.
So, can you please turn on the microwave? Then I'll warm a cup of tea for you.
I will. Thanks.
Don't worry, Dad. You're my hero. There will be no problem.
(8번) 대화를 듣고 남자가 내일 대화를 가지는 이유를 고르시오.
What's wrong with you, Gordon? You seem very depressed.
Nothing. Don't worry.
Come on, you can tell me. Is it something serious?
It's about Whitney, my coworker. She seems to have some type of misunderstanding with me.
What do you mean? Tell me more about it.
A few days ago, I rejected her work report and criticized her presentation.
I know that. She was very upset because she put in hard work.
And 3 days after my critique, she received a poor evaluation on her last annual report.
So, how is that your problem? Do you think your critique hurt her reputation?
No, because I made a positive comment to the boss about her after she fixed her work. But she still seems to think she got a poor evaluation because of me. So I'll have an honest talk with her to clear up the misunderstanding she has.
She's usually communicative and sensible, so don't worry.
I hope she sees the light tomorrow.
9번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Hello, this is Kathy. How may I help you?
I'd like to buy a portable barbecue grill.
There are 3 models left. The one that's silver, another one that's black, and another one that's blue. Which color do you want?
How much is the silver one?
The silver one and black one are $140, but the blue one is $30 cheaper.
I'll buy the blue one.
Do you want to buy a bag of charcoal for your barbecue grill?
No, I already have many bags at home, so I think I don't have to.
Do you have any discount coupons?
Yes, I have a 20% discount coupon. I will use it.
Well, your discount coupon appears to be out of date, so I'm afraid you can't use it.
Okay, then can I change the color? I'll buy the black one and not the blue one. And here is my cash.
10번. 대화를 듣고 샌드플라이에 관해 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Jacob, what is this program about?
I'm watching a TV documentary about the sandfly.
The sandfly? Is it an insect?
Yes, it is a very tiny insect, only 2 to 3 millimeters long.
Does a sandfly have unique aspects? There are millions of small insects around the world.
Yes, surprisingly, they usually rely on human blood. Like mosquitoes and vampire bats, sandflies rely on the blood of mammals, including humans.
Wow! Do you know where they live?
They live in forested tropical areas of Latin America. Also, they can be found in New Zealand.
Are they nocturnal?
I don't know about that. But the documentary says they rest in dark, moist habitats during the heat of the day.
Do you know how to escape from them? If they're too small, it probably means that sandflies can pass through most standard mosquito netting.
Their natural predators are lizards and bats, so if you visit a place where bats live, there will only be small numbers of sandflies.
Haha, sounds like I must find some bats.
Full Bloom Mass 클래스에 관한 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Hi, I'm your school math teacher, Una Carlson. Today, I'll give you some information about the Full Bloom Math class, which is our after-school math class. The class is targeted to students who are struggling in math class. The class starts May 4th, and it'll meet after school on Mondays, Tuesdays, and Fridays. The class is free for students, but there is a size limit for the class, so you have to apply as quick as possible. The teacher of this class will be a master's degree student whose major is mathematics, so you can believe in his teaching ability. The class will take about 1 month, and on the last class, students will have an exam, and the student with the highest score will be awarded $100 as a show of appreciation for his or her hard work. For more information, come to me anytime you want.
12번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 남자가 선택할 국제 자원봉사자 프로그램을 고르시오.
Alex, what are you doing?
I'm trying to decide which of these international volunteer programs to sign up for.
You are trying to do such a hard job. Can I take a look?
Sure. I think I should go to Ethiopia. What do you think?
I don't recommend that country. Ethiopia will be too dangerous.
I think I should focus on child education. I'm interested in education, and I'm not one who prefers to build houses or wells.
Yes, I know that you're interested in education for children.
So I can choose among these three countries.
But I think you don't want to spend only 1 week at this.
Exactly. And I can't spend more than $70, so I'll volunteer in this country.
I think that's the best decision.
Yes, I'll do my best.
13번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Lucky Online Bookstore, how can I help you?
I ordered 2 books online and received them this morning, but there's a mistake with one of them.
Okay, may I have your name, please?
Yes, my name is Sean Paul.
Let me check, Mr. Paul. You ordered a novel and a cookbook, right?
Yes, the problem is that the cookbook I received is not the one I ordered.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. What's the title of the book you received?
It's How to Learn History. What I ordered was E-Solution written by S.D. Kim.
I apologize for the error. We'll send the correct book to you right away.
What shall I do with the book I have now?
Could you please return it to the bookstore?
14번 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Hi, Rebecca. How was your final term exam?
Well, I got a perfect score in English. Thank you.
You're welcome. You followed my instructions well and you studied a lot. By the way, did you buy the Advanced English Reading Workbook for today?
Sorry, I couldn't buy it.
Why?
Right after my school's final exam, I went to my part-time job. After I finished my shift, I turned on my computer and tried to register for the workbook you mentioned.
What was the problem?
It was all sold out. I searched other websites, but I couldn't find the same workbook.
Well, I printed some study materials from an internet study community, so let's study with these.
Thank you.
But don't forget that you have to get a copy of the workbook for the next lesson. Oliver was planning a vacation trip to Kansas with his younger sister Bella. One day, he got a call from GA University. A few days prior, he had applied for the Space Camp program at GA University, but he was not accepted and he was disappointed. The camp manager at GA University now says he is able to attend the camp because the camp had an additional opening. He thinks the space camp is more important than traveling with his sister because experiencing the life of an astronaut is one of his biggest goals. So he tries to tell her that he must cancel the trip. In this situation, what would Oliver most likely say to Bella?
Hello, everyone. I'm Professor Carlin. Today, I'm going to talk about the positive effects of sleep on your health. There are many positive effects of sleeping, but I'll only give some of them. First, when you are sleeping, you can grow taller. A growth hormone is released throughout the day, but the most intense period of release is shortly after the beginning of deep sleep. Second, you can concentrate better. More than half of us will have problems concentrating after sleeping poorly. Third, proper sleep can prevent you from getting sick. A lack of sleep can suppress your immune system, which makes you more vulnerable to infections. But if you sleep well, you are less vulnerable to infections. Finally, you'll memorize your study materials much easier. Studies have found that sleeping triggers the synapses in our brain to strengthen the process which prompts the strengthening and modification of our memories. Thank you for listening, and I hope you sleep well.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Hello, everyone. I'm Professor Carlin. Today, I'm going to talk about the positive effects of sleep on your health. There are many positive effects of sleeping, but I'll only give some of them. First, when you are sleeping, you can grow taller. A growth hormone is released throughout the day, but the most intense period of release is shortly after the beginning of deep sleep. Second, you can concentrate better. More than half of us will have problems concentrating after sleeping poorly. Third, proper sleep can prevent you from getting sick. A lack of sleep can suppress your immune system, which makes you more vulnerable to infections. But if you sleep well, you are less vulnerable to infections. Finally, you'll memorize your study materials much easier. Studies have found that sleeping triggers the synapses in our brain to strengthen the process which prompts the strengthening and modification of our memories. Thank you for listening, and I hope you sleep well.
16번 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (17번) 언급된 내용이 아닌 것은? (이제) 듣기 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. (18번부터는) 문제지의 제시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.